A report by the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs says that one out of every nine persons in the world is aged 60 years or more. By 2050, the report notes that one out of every five persons is projected to be in that age group. Interestingly enough, the older population is itself aging, says the report, adding that the number of centenarians aged 100 years or more is growing even faster. This number is projected to increase tenfold from approximately 350,000 in 2012 to 3.2 million by 2050. Devesh Uttam is India's representative to the United Nations Open-Ended Working Group on Aging. He says his country is home to over 100 million old persons, and this segment of the population is expected to increase faster than the average population rate. According to Mr. Uttam, India's elderly population is expected to double in 20 years.
There is a need to acknowledge the social dimension of the issue and the need for immediate and extended families and community to step in. Just as parents provide for their children, the children need to take care of and support their parents when they grow old. It is simply inconceivable that the government can alone address this issue if the families and communities do not play their part. In India, the government has collaborated with other partners such as NGOs, local bodies, and the community in ensuring that the elderly not only live longer but also lead a secure, dignified, and productive life.
Though many populations throughout the world are aging, Shoko Haruki, the first secretary of Japan to the UN, says that her country has the most rapidly aging population.
In responding to this reality, the government of Japan has been engaged in the policies of older persons. A second review of the general principles was conducted last year, about 10-11 years since the first review in 2001. It was concluded that we must alter our perception of older persons, the perception that older persons are invariably vulnerable, and we must acknowledge how talented older persons are and how motivated they are to support their society. We also concluded that the function and effectiveness of our social security system needs to be strengthened.
Indonesia's representative, Mestika Dewiani, notes that older persons face a variety of discriminatory practices that continue to exist, despite international legal instruments concerning the protection and care of older persons. These legal tools, she says, have yet to be implemented to the fullest in order to ensure decent living standards for older persons. She outlines what needs to be done to improve the lives of older persons.
First, the aforementioned condition among older persons persists due to the gaps in implementation, monitoring, and information of the existing human rights instrument, which causing their ineffectiveness. Second, Indonesia believes that it is important to our work that would ultimately lead to the conception and international legal instrument that would comprehensively regulate and protect the rights of older persons. Third, the ongoing process of the reformation of treaty bodies should be noted and considered in the process leading up to the special international legal instrument for the protection of the older persons.
Ms. Dewiani says that the Indonesian government is paying great attention to the issue of older persons whose numbers tend to increase along with the problems that confront them. Peng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.